time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Becky Driggs, and we've got First Fridays getting ready to kick off again. The first one of the season is going to be on April 7th from 6 to 8. We're going to talk about that. It's a 50s sock hop theme, and we're going to talk all about that. Now, Becky is in charge of First Fridays for the month of April, but she also is the owner of Aunt Nell's, and we're going to talk a little about Aunt Nell's, and that's where the inspiration for the April month's theme came from. Becky, how are you today?
I'm great. Thank you.
So let's jump right in and start talking about Aunt Nell's. This is a great place if you've never been there, but there's a little bit of a background story to Aunt Nell's, so why don't you share that with us?
Yep. Aunt Nell was my great aunt who owned Service Drug in Bountiful, Utah. She had a wonderful store. She was known for her pies. And as a teenager, I worked there. So when we came to help her a few years ago and we saw what a beautiful place this was, that was my inspiration. So here we are.
And you just kind of took over from there. Now you do have the old lunch counter from the Blue Plate Diner in Salt Lake City, is there?
I do. I have that, the front and back bar from the Blue Plate, which actually originated from Salina.
So it's a great building, and it's beautiful. If you've never been inside it, you really need to go, because for one thing, they have really good, they serve like hot dogs and paninis and sandwiches. And of course, we can't not talk about the ice cream and the shakes and all those things. But I'm going to let you speak to that for just a little while. Go ahead and dig that over.
All right. We do the old-fashioned shakes and malts, hand-scooped ice cream made on the old spindle machine. Served straight to you from that. Our ice cream is all hand-served, no soft serve. We have banana splits. All of our desserts are named after certain things from Helper. So come in and take a look at our menu and see what the babe is all about.
And lots of great things going on at Aunt Nell's. Plus, you've got all kinds of great, artwork and tchotchkes and things of Helper, and go in and check that out. And then you've also have, another business that's in there. Games on Main is in your business as well, and that's your son's?
That is my son. He is an avid game board fanatic, and up in his library, he has over 200 games. So it's a $5 per person fee to come play for 2 hours. They will walk you through, teach you. And then he has a retail shelf downstairs, so you can purchase games also.
You can't beat that, because then you've still got Aunt Nell's downstairs for snacks.
Absolutely.
You can't beat it. So go check out Aunt Nell's if you haven't already. You will be very, very happy that you did. And as I said, the theme for April's First Friday was kind of inspired by Aunt Nell's, wasn't it?
Yes, it's a 50s themed restaurant, so we thought a sock hop was the perfect thing to do. We will be having a costume contest, so get your poodle skirts and your greasers and come for that. We'll have a twist off. We're going to be doing the actual sock hop in the bank next door, Driggs Mortgage Team, because they've got that smooth floor where you can twist. And then also a bubblegum blowing contest.
So lots of great things. Plus, once again, you know what? Come down to Helper. Check out Helper. Go grab you something to eat at either Aunt Nell's or one of the other restaurants that's there on Main Street, and just wander around Main Street. That's what First Fridays is all about, isn't it?
Yep. We've got Friar Tuck's. We'll be giving out pocket combs for the night. KT Gallery will be giving cat eye glasses. So all of the other galleries are going to be open and participating. So come and see what Helper has to offer.
And that's really one of my favorite parts about First Fridays, is just being able to walk in and look in the other galleries and those kinds of things. Plus, you know what? The best part of it is, yes, people from out of town, Helper First Fridays is starting to get a name. But people from out of town will be there, but so will your friends and your neighbors. And it's time to get back. We've had winter long enough, haven't we, Becky?
Absolutely.
So get out and have a good time. Once again, coming up on April 7th, and I'll let you give people the rundown of it one last time before we get out of here.
Okay, April 7th from 6 until 8 at Aunt Nell's and Driggs Mortgage Team. We'll have the sock hop and the costume contest, bubblegum blowing contest, and a twist off I want to see you out there twisting, Dave.
Well, I might break a hip, but we'll give it a shot. Now, coming up in May, you said you've got the whole year planned out. And so we'll kind of give a tease of May. And you said it's Pam and Joe Giuliano are going to do May.
It is. And they are focusing on health. Let's get healthy in every way possible.
So a healthy May. I don't know how they're going to pull it off on Cinco de Mayo, but we'll see. It's just going to make it that much more interesting. Becky, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it. And you know what? I will be there, and we'll have a good time on First Fridays.
Perfect.
All right. So now for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.